You have arrived at Laughbox, the podcast for the Association of Applied and Therapeutic Humor. We are so excited you're here. Welcome to the conference casserole.
And I whispered my prayer right up there into the stars, and I said, "Dear God, please make me a princess."
Wow! Wish I was there. Oh.
Do you have something to say? Unless you have something to say, don't say anything at all.
Ask AI. What is the funniest song ever written in a Broadway show?
Oh, did you hear that? Oh, did you hear it?
Okay, we might go offline here. He's a yoga instructor. Yeah, I'm going on 55 years of not going to yoga.
What appeared to be the sounds of laughter. And we studied these for a couple of years without quite understanding that this might be laughter. And then one day we decided to tickle some animals. And we realized that we had to look at the sounds at a very different register than we can hear. So we obtained these transducers that are called bat detectors that can bring very high frequencies down to our auditory range. And when we did this and we listened in, we could tickle animals and generate a lot of vocal activity that appears to be laughter.
Gestures, I wanted to mention too in this frame. The thing that's interesting about gestures.
I don't see it all. And I just kind of want to look and see if I need to leave or stay or play some more.
Humor, and today we have grown in our knowledge and passion, anxious to spread the therapeutic humor message. We built a community of friends amongst our classmates and others, which will carry us out into the world. And now we can call ourselves... And who doesn't love a good ship? I mean, we have been waiting for 3 years to jump for joy. Now we can embrace and share our favorite flavor of chip, whether it be flaming hot and spicy, sour cream and onion, kettle cooked, ridge, dill pickle, you name it, we've got it.
Here we come. We're on the way to make some fun. And we just made up the lyrics.
One of the things that people ask me is, why do I wear so much pink? And one of the reasons for that is that I've been married for 28 years to a woman who is 5'3". I'm 6'6". She's 5'3". A lot of people gasp as though she's somehow ill or dying or something. She's
okay. Our dose of well-being, and that's dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins. So the more that you actually tap into this dose of well-being, the more you're actually, you know, helping to suppress those stress hormones that are continually, you know, circling around. It's not like we can eliminate the stress, but we can get a much better grip of it.
So much for being my mom. If I had a different mom, I would punch her in the face and go find you.
To my friend, my best friend, who came here to this conference to be with me. She goes with me almost everywhere. She waits so patiently for my shows to be over. And you're wondering what I left out, right? I told you, gotta pray for me.
And you know as well as I do that in order to get a joke, you have to share something with the person telling the joke.
Yeah.
Or the joke doesn't work. Well, humor is tapping into those shared cultural traditions.
Okay, we want to hear that talk, right? When we talk about shifting the perspective from inside the cell to out, we've just changed how we can bring humor into that.
Muzzy Mustard. Yeah. And Muzzy, what is it that you do around these parts?
Well, I support you 1,020,000%. I'm your number one fan, and I started a fan club for you.
Deep breath in, one big deep breath out. Would you just take a breath? You're fine. You're being so dramatic. What is happening?
That was a lot of words that aren't in your Bible.
When you do humor, and with kids and grandkids, when you transform your nature of really getting to know people and fixing that bridge and helping build their self-esteem, and you're out there and all of a sudden, you remember how you view other people viewing you, and then pretty soon everyone wants to kind of be around you, it really affects how you feel, because they feel safe. You sit there, you accept them. You're not gonna judge them.
Red card. Oh, I like that. Let's do that. Team Mountain. Team Red.
After COVID, as part of my nonprofit, I gave standing ovations to all the service workers, grocery workers, police, and fire for getting us through COVID, and told them they matter and that they're important, and acknowledged them when grocery workers got spit on, you know, and to stand, when I get my groceries, the person who's checking me out, if I have a person, gets a standing ovation and a little joy card and a bunch of love.
Right? No one wants to go to therapy and have me be like, here's what you need to do, right? I got jokes. Nobody wants it. Right? It's supposed to be like,
Funniest thing I heard all day.
Sophia, she said, well, I forgot to tell you earlier, I'm actually allergic to water.
I'm going to laugh a lot. Well. Colleen is the actual.
When all of a sudden, out of the blue, I looked up and there he was.
Now we're on the count of three, we're going to release all this stuff into the horizon. You visualize it going to the horizon, and we know our intention is that it will be returned to us as love. Squeeze, 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 squeeze! And one, two, three, it's like popcorn. Three!
Hello, everybody.
Where are you from, Bea?
I'm from Budapest, Hungary.
Budapest.
I cannot know this about me, but I am incredibly thin, just not in person.
Very heavy.
Joyce is like super famous here. Very important person. VIP to the max. And one of the most gorgeous.
World famous in Connecticut and Eastern.
We're going to make Esther.
And the Eastern Bloc? How'd you get famous in the Eastern Bloc?
Both humor and music are really important and healing for the brain. Keeps you calm, keeps you invested, keeps you young, keeps your memory going for longer. And so we're going to have tons of fun. We'll bring some instruments again to give away, make some noise.
It's the great Kyle Agel, who is doing caricatures of all of our people here at the AATH conference. Say something to your audience.
Howdy, people.
We miss you, Jim
Bob. I miss you guys.
Esther. I've not met Esther before. Esther, who are you?
This is Esther Munji. I'm from Kenya, and I'm a community work developer and a therapist by profession.
And I'm a superhero. My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, you are amazing. From, tell us about yourself.
I'm from the Philippines. My name is Ara.
Yay, hi.
Yay!
So we've had Kenya. We have had the Philippines. We have Japan. We have Nigeria. This is, I mean, and that's, and Ireland and England, and it just keeps growing. Pakistan, I mean, it's a little bit impressive, people.
So what would you say is your main takeaway?
Hagrid was there.
Because mm-hmm.
Okay. You would have learned how to dance walk.
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. We're never going to run around and desert you. Rick Astley, please.
Someone dressed in 1880s fashion going to a 1980s themed event.
Now, Rick, I hear you have a toast to share with us.
Everyone, please join me in a toast to a very special lady. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you go. Never gonna say goodbye and forget you. Let's see, I know, desert you. Never gonna run around. Is the glasses yet? Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
Yes.
Cheers!
Cheers.
Cheers. So
that was a lot of words that aren't in your mind. Well, shut up, sis. Y'all were just scouting. Do you have a few that you'd like to share with me?
Maybe. Okay, fine. I am totally the love child of Frodo Baggins.
Got that one.
And my mom, the American groupie that he tied up on Sunset. Okay, I grew up on a tour running the ways, the awesome ways, sorry, of being a roadie. It was so cool. We had a rat problem backstage. Has anybody ever been backstage? I mean, come on. Right?
So that's just
big words. So I used the cyanide to kill them, but somebody stole the traps. Dudes, like the killer, stole some of the cyanide.
You used cyanide.
Right. to kill
cyanide.
The rats backstage.
Yeah.
So Cheyenne, we're doing this.
Cheyenne, you've been traveling with the bands, right?
Yeah.
That means you'd be backstage, right?
Yeah.
And that's where the murder happened, right?
I have like no idea. I don't know if you're talking about.
We're all that in a bag of chips.
You need these traditions. You need shared experiences. You need shared spaces that are political, geographic, virtual.
Oh, brilliant. I didn't realize. Sorry, I shouldn't have messed up.
Yes, you can mess up because guess what? It's AATH. Would you like to be? No, we won't want to be doing
let
that.
Me go
right
find, let me go find my Irish cousin. Hold on.
Yes, please do.
Hold on there. How are you doing? Oh, to the wall.
I thought that I can not be more funny. But during my first year, I realized that I don't only can improve my humor muscles, but I can also help other people grow their humor muscles, discover their sense of humor, and be funnier. So my project this year is Humor Ambassadors, and in this project, I help people to laugh more and complain less.
Yeah. We are in the same cohort, yes, so we are the Laughing Lemon group.
Oh yes, they say more about that, because I think we might have Jim Bob here watching us.
Well, we had a reason to make lemonade. It was a sad situation, and because we were all together, we were able to help bring everyone's spirits up just a little bit.
And we love the color yellow.
That too.
Yes.
We were lemons all over, right?
Yes.
And I don't know who wore banana soup, but definitely looked like a lemon. Yeah. It was perfect.
Jim Bob, you really should have been there because the 13th floor was all about horror.
You really should have been there because we had a murder mystery and one of our own was actor extraordinaire. I was going to say, Jim Bob, that you should have been there, but we're never going to give you up.
Thank you very much. In Japan, there is a saying that the customer considered as a god. So I've been in tourist business, so I treat my guests like a god.
And I put a message out on the community Facebook page saying, just moved to the village, my hands don't work so well. Can anyone in the village help me change my guitar strings? And I get a message back from Tom, who lives in the village. I haven't seen him for 40 years.
Oh,
my
God.
He lost his adult son to suicide about a year ago, and we are now playing in bands again. Oh. I'm bloody lovely, I know.
My wife is in a memory care unit, and she's more excited about when I bring in fresh fruit. She just lights up. But one of the things I want to do is to have laughter yoga for not only the members that in that particular unit, but also the staff.
Yeah, those little things that we can do make such a huge difference to people.
Yeah.
This convention, I bring back some smile, and this time I'll bring laughing yoga, and I'm sure that he'll look at me ridiculous. But I hope by next year we can exercise laughter yoga together. So thank you.
Yeah. Therapy and have me be like, here's what you need to do, right? I got jokes. Nobody wants it. I'm gonna let you
down. Chip Lutz.
And who is he this year?
Conference chair.
And who was he before?
Past president.
And?
President.
And? Podcast.
Oh yeah, I did the podcast.
Yes, he's the original Laugh Box man that we took over from.
Took over.
Say hi to Jim Bob because he's going to watch this.
Miss you.
Miss you too, yes. So tell us about the conference from the conference coordinator's perspective.
It's going really good. Like our keynote this morning just kicked off unbelievably well.
breakout sessions, the feedback I've gotten have been fantastic, where people are just like getting the stuff that they need. Any good conference is a combination of two things. I'm going to date myself here, because a good conference is Donnie and Marie. Right? It's a little bit country. It's a little bit rock and roll. It's a, you know, the country is the content that you need, the content you, you know, that you want, but the rock and roll is the fun that you have. And you need to have a balance of those two things in order to have a really good conference. Donnie and Marie, that is the conference model that I follow every time. This is like my sixth time being conference chair. So
wow.
I'm full into Donnie and Marie.
How's your conference going? Just spectacular and interesting, and my mind is right.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna take some of this home and work on it.
I am, especially my smile meditations that I just learned about.
Nancy Norton.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? Look at my good eyes. It's going really well.
Say hi to Jim Bob.
Hey, Jim Bob.
Jim Bob, we miss you.
Yeah, what up?
We have here Carol Hintz, who's doing massage. Carol, tell us, this is our camera right there. What are you doing? Tell us about your massage and your life with AATH.
Well, I've been doing massage yesterday and today, and it's a lot of fun. People here seem to really, really like it.
I heard you're really good.
Dr. Linda Gingold Seaman.
Thank you. And you are somebody else too, aren't you?
I am three other personas.
Okay.
When I'm in a library or in a school,
mm-hmm.
I'm Dr. Smarty Pants.
Love it.
When I'm doing fundraisers for things like Make-A-Wish,
yes.
Then I'm Zippy.
Zippy, love it.
And when I'm in a hospital mm-hmm. or a nursing home, I'm Dr. Laughs-A-Lot.
I love it. Yeah. So you are all around a lot of laughs.
The AATH would like the world to know that laughter has a real ability to help people improve their lives, that there is a physiological as well as emotional benefit to humor. And so Illuminati is a word that we came up with to say that there is research out there, and we want to people to know about the research and how it really works. And so our job as a committee is to create, we have created a database
mm-hmm.
and we're increasing that with people's access to journal articles that are evidence-based, peer-reviewed articles out of PubMed that they can access and have proof that humor really works.
Yes. The research is part of the most, some of the most important parts, because proving the science behind the research and the science behind laughter and the science behind humor and the effect that it has. And here we have all these books that people are writing that are also full of science, that guess what, everybody, it's good to laugh. It's good to smile. It's good to have humor, because it helps on so many levels. Right?
Right.
All right.
How's it going, universe?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Hall is promoting his book, The Humor Habit.
Aju, aju, 즐거워.
즐거워.
Very, very joyful. Pleasure.
Yes. Aju, aju, 즐거워.
I love it.
And you're going to be a little sassy. Add a grin, and here we go.
So this is it. This is the end. This is the end, and I'm so sad. So, so sad.
That was a lot of words that aren't in your Bible.
Thank you for joining us for episode 124, The Conference Casserole. We hope that you enjoyed this little trip down memory lane, and we'll see you next year. Stay tuned for more Laugh Box coming soon.
Laugh Box is a production of the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor. Visit us online at www.aath.org. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn. Music by Gary Rubio. For more information, www.garyrubiomusic.com.